how did the idea of a magic show centered around DIY robots, science, and magic come to fruition?
So I guess it's just my journey and my passions. Like, I fell in love with robots and I fell in love with magic. And there's a history with mechanical things in magic called automata, where they would mix like a mechanical device that you can walk away from and it would perform a magic trick. And that blew my mind. And I just spent the past 10 years just mixing robots that do magic to make kids laugh. And it's been this fun evolution.
Where did you start, with the magic or with the robots or both?
Yeah, no, I in high school, I played in a crazy loud punk rock screaming band and made no money for a long time, but I always was performing on stage. And I think that helped me build a foundation of my character. And also I wanted to be an elementary school teacher. You know, when I went to college, I did a year of college, and I fell in love with magic accidentally. And then next thing you know, I was doing magic shows on the weekends, and it just kind of evolved. Like, I think I believe every person has to do where they have the most fun, you know? And for me, being on stage and performing for family audiences is where I have the most fun. And it's been a really fun journey.
So you're on tour now. Give us a sense of what all is part of a road act for a traveling magician. I mean, there's a certain mystique about traveling with a circus or with a rock band, but what does your road show routine look like?
Yeah, so we travel as a family. I think that's the biggest thing that separates us from a lot of performers. I have two kids, a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old, and we road school in the car as we drive from the East Coast to the West Coast. And we try to make it fun for our kids. So we wrap around our schooling around the destinations that we hit. And also we have a lot of stuff. So we look like a crazy circus when we pull up to a Holiday Inn, you know, like we take all our stuff in and we take all our stuff out. You know, we've had a lot of crazy things happen. We've had our car broken into last tour. It was devastating, but the community that we've built helped us rebuild some of the robots that were stolen. And it's a crazy world. And it's been fun just watching how the community and our fans have supported us as we continue doing this.
So are your kids part of the act?
Yeah, so my daughter Gigi, she's 10. She does lighting when the tech people at these theaters allow her to, you know? And so she'll be doing the house lights on and off. And my son Bear, you know, he wears all black. He's like back there striking things off of the stage. And he helps at the end of the show. We do a big party at the end with 6-foot balloons that we toss into the audience. And he's out there, you know, protecting my stuff while the balloons fly. Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, it's hard sometimes too. Like, you know, we have long drives and like, you know, they want to get out. And so what we did yesterday, we did our homeschooling. They did really good. Gigi loves antiques, so we saw this giant market that had like 140 stands, and we surprised them, and we, you know, they went out shopping for an hour, and, you know, that's part of the game. It's part of the show, you know, is making sure everyone's happy.
So it seems like your shows have a lot of characteristics that make it unique, but from what I can tell is you really enjoy what you do, and I feel like that always shows up amazingly on stage. So would you say that's what makes your shows unique?
I think you nailed it. I think as I get older, I realize that like the magic isn't always the fooling, you know? I think the magic is the excitement. And I think people are attracted to excitement. People are attracted to passion. And that's what I hope, is that the show is always fresh.
That's a great segue into my last question. If your audience could leave your show with one message or idea, what would it be?
Well, the end of the show is this, you know, it all wraps down to do what you love, use what you have, and have fun. And if we can circle around those three, with every decision we make, powerful things happen. You know, I'm going to say one last thing, is that Boulder has always been so good to me. 20 years ago, I was hitchhiking. I was a stinky punk rocker with my dog and my guitar. And there was an old coffee shop called Macy's Cafe, and they welcomed me in, and the people were so kind. And that's what it's about. Like, no matter what stage you are in your life and how old you are, that we just always have grace, you know, with every single person that comes in. We all have a story to tell, you know, and I'm still telling my story all these years later. So tomorrow, Boulder, we have two shows. It's going to be a punk rock party, robots, magic, and inspiration. I hope to see you guys.
Mario the Maker Magician will be performing this Saturday, September 10th at the Dairy Arts Center here in Boulder at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. For KGNU, I'm Claire Purnell.